When Gillian Juman took over as principal of the School for International Studies 3 years ago, she knew it didn't have the greatest reputation, at least not in Cobble Hill.
We are a school that has serviced pretty much every other district other than the district we're in.
To put it bluntly, families in this wealthy district of brownstones and designer shops prefer schools with higher test scores. But as the city opened more schools, Juman says kids from other parts of Brooklyn stopped coming. Last fall, she only got 30 new sixth graders. So she approached the Cobble Hill parents with this choice.
Look, I can either shut down or I can be an option for you. And let's make a decision on how that's going to look. And I think what I was surprised about is the community responded.
What struck me was that it just seemed like it was amazing leadership, that he was poised to do great things.
Robert Hansen came to look at the school. His son is a fifth grader at PS 58 nearby, one of a couple of neighborhood schools with a French dual language program. He asked if the middle school might want to offer more French.
They were willing to hear that there was a whole array of 50 families in fifth grade who are interested in that kind of program. And so it's going to launch in September.
With the word international in its name, the principal says a dual language program made sense. The school currently offers a few languages, including French, and Juman had already added a demanding international baccalaureate program this year to raise its profile.
Look at your notes, talk with your partner.
But the parents who toured international studies saw a place that's very different from their elementary schools. The students here are mostly Black, Hispanic, and low income. The neighborhood parents are largely white professionals. Juman says they had some tough questions.
Are there kids that can do academically difficult work? Was a question, right? How are kids getting along?
The implication being that it was a rough environment.
There was times where there was underlying conversations about assumptions about kids and beliefs about families that were happening.
Christina Katsados has a son who attends the dual language program at PS 58. She was initially worried, but about the low test scores.
If you only look on paper, yes, that would be a first thought. But once you kind of dive in a little bit and you start talking to families that are also considering and being here, it made a big difference.
Now, she says, it's her son's top choice. The school received three times as many applications from fifth graders as it did last year. But some parents have mixed feelings about adding a different demographic.
If you're getting those more affluent children into the school, I believe that that's going to raise the educational level.
Kenya Blunt is vice president of the PTA. His two sons traveled to the school from East New York because international studies was a much better option than their local schools.
I don't want it to be restricted so that children like my kids would not be able to go.
The principal says she's committed to keeping a diverse mix of students. And Hansen says he and the other local parents aren't trying to displace anyone. In a district where everyone's competing for three popular middle schools, they see a school with empty seats and an opportunity
to become an awesome place where all families want to come.
The true test will be how many kids from the district choose to go after acceptance letters arrive this month. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.